Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Ben Roy.
Hello there.
Hello there, Ben Roy, my friend. CDPR have managed to get out there and apologise for the living hell state that is Cyberpunk 2077 on PS4 and Xbox One, with the Cyberpunk 2077 Twitter account literally just getting out there and apologising. They said that they are, you know, apologising for the fact that they should have shown more of the base games before they premiered, and they didn't allow people to make a more informed decision. We should have paid more attention to it on PS4 and Xbox One, which is kind of hilarious because, as of a couple of weeks ago, Adam Kazin, who also signs off on this new statement, was out there saying that the game worked surprisingly good on Xbox One and PS4 for such a huge world. So there is a roadmap here for what they're going to be doing in the next few months and in the next week and stuff. But what's your initial thoughts on the way they've handled it?
If I was a someone who bought it on the past gen, I would have felt so cheated, so robbed. Yeah. We work with Andy Murray. He bought it on PS4. Mm-hmm. He's returned said game, and he's gone to Ghost of Tsushima now because it was such a horrible experience. Apparently, yeah. And ugly. It's weird. It's almost like they should have maybe just like these base ones. We kind of can't sell them at the moment. Maybe you'll get them in January or something, or maybe you'll get them in March. It doesn't seem like it's a sellable product. It seems like if this game hadn't had like 400 years of hype, I think this game was announced when our grandparents were like on the beaches of Normandy or something like that. Yeah. Like, I don't think if it had that much hype, then this game wouldn't have like probably sold as much. I don't know, but yeah, it just feels like they've stolen from some people. Like they swindled them.
But it's just, that's the thing. Like, obviously, like, the pre-order situation is they had 8 million pre-orders, around about 60% of them were on PC. So obviously you have whatever percentage that allocates in terms of units for the millions of people that are now playing on consoles. And just by sheer virtue of not being able to get a next-gen console because of availability right now, that's millions of people that are playing the most broken version of that game. So to roll out the stuff that they've said about what they're going to do, apparently there's a patch coming within the next 7 days. They've got something lined up for the next week that'll hopefully finally fix the crash on PlayStation, because on both PS4 and PS5, or if you're playing the PS4 version on the PS5, it keeps crashing. And then the biggest stuff is not coming until next year. They said that they have two sizable patches. One is scheduled for January, the next one's scheduled for February. And they said, together, these should fix the most prominent problems gamers are facing on last-gen consoles. They won't make the game on last-gen look like it's running on a high-spec PC or next-gen consoles, but it will be closer to that experience than it is now. So basically, Cyberpunk is not necessarily going to be as playable as you want it to be until February.
Yeah, buy this now. And just think there's people that, I think how many people that aren't as well, and I am going to do it, of course, informed, and they're buying it now for like someone else, or they're getting it for Christmas. They're going to get it, they're going to put it in, and it's going to run like trash.
God, that Christmas morning's going to suck.
We're laughing now, but this game is going to take a while to... You don't just fix this overnight, right? This is going to be several... Like, we had a 40-odd gig patch, like, day one, and it's still... Like, imagine what the game would have been. Like, has anyone...
But it's it's 110. It was 110 gig at launch because there was the 47 gig like day one patch. Then they did the hotfix, which was 17 gig, and that actually reduced the overall full size down to 102, at least on PlayStation. Yeah. But you still, because of the way that the PlayStation collates data, you still need to free up enough space for it to duplicate the file, apply the patch, and then leave you with the remainder thing. So like Josh was just clearing out his entire hard drive to try and make it fit.
I hate this. I hate how PlayStation do it. It's so ridiculous. And like,
it's bad.
I'm lucky I haven't hit this cap yet. Like, I can probably delete like a few games now I've done with them. But mm-hmm. especially at like, this early, and I was like, ugh.
Like, but, to hit that already, yeah.
Yeah, and like, it's also weird because just a lot of games seem to be coming in hot. Because over on Xbox, like, Watch Dogs Legion was, like, just broken. And once, like, after a few hours, it would just die. So right. I had a friend who was like, oh, I'm going to leave that and go to Cyberpunk. And now Cyberpunk... Jackie isn't there when you finish a quest, so you just can't finish the game now. And he had put 12 hours in, like, very early on to get mm-hmm. his character, like, up where it was. So now just that get... It's either start again and hope it's not broken, or wait until they fix this. And even if this patch doesn't fix that, then how long is he and other people going to have to wait for this?
I feel so sorry for that particular mate, like, going from one broken game to, like, well, Cyberpunk will be fine. It's been 8 years in development. Oh, God. Like, just watching it be on fire. And the last part of the statement that they've put out is just not calling for people to get refunds, but suggesting it as a viable alternative, saying that if the version of the, you know, if the game is not living up to your expectations, please go get a refund. We're totally fine with that. And saying that even if you can't get one directly through Sony or Microsoft or whatever, obviously those particular refund policies are different per company, you can message CDPR directly and they'll help push through the refund, but only until December 21st. So you've only really got like a week and a bit to sort of decide whether you want to go full bore on a refund or not. But yeah, it seems, I mean, it's, I'm kind of dying for a proper behind the scenes report, like a Jason Schreier type thing, someone deep diving into just what the hell happened. Because how do you spend 8 years preparing everything and then just completely blow it on the last, like, 2 days before it came out and then launch day and everything else?
It seems like the global thing that's happened hit as they were polishing, and then like I've read like the transition to work from home really like hit their workflow and like messed a lot of things up. So maybe it feels like that if there wasn't this great thing that's happened and shoved us all, a lot of us, at home, that if they could have carried on like that. It's hard to tell, and like only they know, sort of thing. And like The Witcher 3 didn't come in this hot on consoles, but I remember The Witcher 3 on PC was like on fire, right? When that
Mean, like Witcher 3, like they, like obviously the vast majority of that game worked at launch, but they did go on to obviously patch it quite a lot. There was a lot of animation bugs. I don't remember anything in regards to like such violently obtrusive scripting bugs, like to the point where quests wouldn't complete or whatever.
Yeah.
But Witcher did get a lot of patches. They apologized. They put out extra, as you would call it, DLC. Like they give Geralt more finishes and stuff like that. They tried to make good. And you know, it was that whole thing, the graphics controversy, but it was okay. The main thing they fixed with that or overhauled were the menus. They made it so that the inventory and stuff was completely different. If we sort of branch into like Cyberpunk, like other fixes for Cyberpunk, NPC stuff, like the way that every single NPC reacts to any crime in the city in the exact same way, just by crouching and waiting all at once, looks really weird. And there's no police AI either. Like they can chase you, but they just spawn behind you even if you're on top of a building. And they're also, there's no AI at all for car chases, whether it be from gang members, police, NPCs, whatever. None of that stuff is in the game, which just, it feels really unfinished in that respect. Like you're not supposed to focus on those things because there is the RPG main path, but it's noticeable if you start looking for it.
Yeah, how is that not there? Like this is something like you would have... If this is something you would have had made, and then you'd be smoothing out now. But the whole, seeing some of the videos of everyone just going, oh, and everyone falling in the same sort of direction and putting their hands over their head, that's really sort of like weird. But like, I've not delved into the open world as much. Like, I've run through it from quest to quest, but I've not been sort of like poking around as of yet, because it wasn't what was like, the world of Cyberpunk obviously is like the big interest here, but like, I wanted to get into it and see what they had from a like a writing standpoint. And yeah, I've been coming, it's weird, like we were saying before, I've only had one hard crash and only one time that an NPC was floating next to the chair rather than being there, but apart from that I've had a relatively like fine experience, which is weird.
Oh man, like
I feel like I'm in this bubble, and like is everyone just lying on Twitter? What's going on?
I think that the game seems to break more the more you get into it, the more quests that it has to sort of preload, the more potential set pieces it has to have in the background, because as you play, the more you play, like the more stuff, like characters will ring you and say like, oh my god, this thing's kicking off, go come help me or whatever, and all that stuff just streams in. There's no loading times at all. You just walk into whatever's happening, whether it's a set piece or a conversation or whatever. And it feels like the more of those things it has to have preloaded in the background, and the more it starts to break. Like last night when I was playing, I mean, I'm in double digits for crashes anyway at this point. I'm on like 13 or 14. I'm about 28 hours in. But it's still like, it just feels so unreliable. And it's just like, it's one of those things where it just, at any moment it could completely break. Like, I had a thing last night where the UI, I couldn't summon any vehicles, I couldn't bring any weapons out, everything was just had a red icon on it. I think I was because it thought I was in a conversation when I wasn't or something, and then it went back to main gameplay and I couldn't control it. And I did have V just take flight. I just got hit by a car and I just pinged across the whole city, which they're funny. It's great. But like, if it's, I think the animation bugs are like a different thing to the scripting. Like you said that your friend with like Jackie not turning up for one of those early missions.
Yeah.
There was someone that was tweeting CDPR over the weekend, which kind of went viral a little bit, just saying, I'm stuck in an elevator and I can't get out. Like, I can't push the buttons. I can't escape, which like, it's funny enough, but like, if you're that person and you can't reload your save, you're kind of just like screwed.
I would say like this isn't the fix that we should all be working on, but since I've seen that this game is on fire behind the scenes, yeah. I have been saving multiple times. Like, I will save before a quest, I will save Same. As the quest starts, like towards the end of it. Like, I'm saving a lot. Like,
yeah.
That's the only way you can sort yourself out here, or is you can end up losing a massive like chunk of time. Like, I mean, we shouldn't have to rely on this, but then, like, what else can you do in this respect if you want to play this game right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, it's just, it's that one thing of, like, you keep saving because certain times in, like, RPGs, I can't remember what, there's been a few other times where you can just get stuck in a game and then that's it, that's 100 hours gone. Like,
yeah,
it's a risky game we play to experience this art, I guess.
It's, yeah, it's, I mean, that's the thing. If I was going to give, I'm hopefully going to be able to do like a tips and tricks thing, but the main thing is just hit, if you're on PlayStation, hit pause or anything really, hit pause, hit the quick save over and you can do like that. I've almost got that down to muscle memory where it's just pause, quick save, back to the game, and just do that as much as possible so that you've always got something to go back to. Because, yeah, stuff can break left, right, and center. Yeah. So, yeah, like, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Which console did you pick the game up for? And what are your thoughts on them essentially saying that it's not going to be fully playable until February? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I've been Ben Roy.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.